Dear All Things Considered, I would like to say I was shocked to hear that Ross Perot will not be a part of this year's presidential debate, but being shocked would require believing that even for an instant, the powers that be would consider opening the debates to someone who wasn't part of their two little clubs. The debates are the time when that forgotten group, the American people, the ones who actually cast the ballots, have an opportunity to hear the views of the candidates on a variety of issues. It is our only opportunity to do a direct comparison of the candidates on the same issues in the same setting. Unfortunately, we are limited to name brands only. That's from Robert Corey of Monroe, Michigan.
Richard Wilkins writes from Syracuse, New York, about last Thursday's program. It was, unfortunately, vintage ATC Israel coverage. Two sides on why such terrible violence there now. A Palestinian opposed to the Netanyahu government and an Israeli also opposed to the Netanyahu government. Big surprise that the government didn't come off too well.
Yesterday's story about former Los Angeles police detective Mark Furman's plea of no contest to a charge of perjury prompted this from Al Maturo of Middletown, Connecticut. I write in reference to the Mark Furman coverage and the dodging of the word nigger. I disagree with the cute phrases like racial slur, epithet, and the N-word. Avoiding an ugly part of the U.S. culture is no way to cover the news. The word nigger is ugly, very ugly, and if Mark Furman said it, this should be reported.
Some praise for Melissa Block's story on the public address announcer at Yankee Stadium. Don Larson of West Hartford, Connecticut, says, "Thanks for the well-done piece on Bob Shepard. For those who love the game, the sound of his voice is a living reminder of baseball's better days."
And this from Robert Rognes of Santa Monica, California. "Guys, I expect this from the bozos in commercial radio, but you really let me down with your lament about Hound Dog being written by but not credited to Big Mama Thornton. That song, as well as half of the rock and roll canon, was written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, two nice Jewish boys from Hollywood's Fairfax High, for Big Mama. Lieber and Stoller are legends in American music and celebrated 40 years of great songwriting recently, and still very much alive and want their royalties."
Thanks to all for writing. Our address is Letters, All Things Considered, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or you can use email, that is atc@npr.org. We'll need to know the town you're writing from and how you say your name.